Peace to you, brothers and sisters. We thank God for our combined worship service today. We have also the not only the sermon message, but also the, to share the Lord's Supper together. And Lord willing, we'll have our congregational meeting and also the installation of our new deacon. May the Lord continue to bless the church that He has established. Flowers fade, the grass wither, but the holy scripture of the Lord remains standing. And through Psalm 38, we will remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before Easter. That we can rely upon His grace and imitate Him so that in our families, in our own personal lives, we can continue to have His strength.
我为大家宣读中文诗篇38篇，我们请东辉长老为大家宣读英文。
We'll first read the scriptures in Chinese and then in English.
大卫的敬言诗，耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，不要在烈怒中惩罚我，因为你的箭射入我身，你的手压住我，因你的恼怒我的肉无以完全，因我的罪过。 我的骨头也不安宁，我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。因我的愚昧，我的伤发臭流脓，我疼痛大的蜷曲，终日哀痛，我满腰是火，我的肉无以完全，我被压伤，身体疲倦。 以心里不安，我就哀恨。主啊，我的心愿都在你面前，我的叹息不向你隐瞒，我心跳动，我力衰微，连我眼中的光也没有了。我的良朋密友因我的灾祸躲在旁边站着，我的亲戚本家也远远的站立。 那虽说我昧着设下网罗，但想要害我的口出恶言，终日思想诡计，但我如聋子不听，像哑巴不开口；我如不听见的人，口中没有回话。耶和华，我仰望你，主我的上帝啊，你必应允我。我曾说，恐怕他们向我夸耀；我死脚的时候，他们向我夸大；我几乎跌倒。 我的痛苦常在我面前，我要承认我的罪孽，我要因我的罪忧愁。但我的仇敌又活泼又强壮，无力恨我的人增多了，以讹报善的与我作对，因我是追求良善。耶和华啊，求你不要撇弃我，我的神啊，求你不要远离我，拯救我的主啊，求你快快帮助我。
A Psalm of David for the memorial offering. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath, for your sorrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear, like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. But my foes are vigorous, they are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God, but be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 我们从这首诗篇中和大家分享哀痛, 悔改与安慰。
Brothers and sisters, we will share the topics of laments, repentance, and comfort.
弟兄姊妹, 在人生中你没有经历过深刻的哀痛的人,
Brothers and sisters, if you haven't experienced deep sorrows in your lives,
你的生命就处于非常幼稚、非常浅薄的初期状态。
And your life may be still in the stage of shallow understanding.
当我们在这个世界上真正经历痛苦的时候，真实的人生开始了。
When you truly experience pain and suffering, then your life actually starts.
我们对生活中的生老病死酸甜苦辣有了真实的感受。
So that you can have the true understanding of all the pains and sufferings and in all your experiences.
在这个世界上，所有人在长大成人的过程中都经历到各种各样的痛苦。
Everyone during the course of growing up will experience pain.
但是真正有悔改之心的。
But few of us truly have the heart for repentance.
我们都会怨天尤人，我们都会吃后悔药。但是真正向上帝在耶稣基督里悔改的人，乃是罕见的神迹。
We all tend to complain and we tend to regret, but not many of us come before the Lord in repentance.
但是弟兄姊妹，对于基督徒而言，
But for Christians,
更可悲的是什么呢？
What is even more pitiful?
虽然我们有哀痛，虽然我们有悔改，
even when we have lament and even we have sorrows and repentance,
但是我们经历不到上帝来自上帝在基督里的那种深刻的安慰。
But we cannot experience a deep comfort in God.
如果我们没有安慰，
If we don't have comfort,
我们的哀痛就无法消解。
And then our pains will not be remediated.
甚至我们的悔改就无法持续。
And then our repentance may not last.
所以在著名的海德堡教里面，那第一问就讲到：或生或死，你唯一的安慰是什么？
So that's why in the Heidelberg Catechism, the first question asks, "What is our only comfort in life and death?"
就是基督徒，我们也不能够摆脱这个世界的生老病死。
Even for Christians, we cannot be free from the sufferings and illness and death in this world. And also the conflicts in personal relationships.
但是关键在这些痛苦、这些挣扎，甚至在面对死亡、甚至在面对家破人亡的时候，我们有没有真正的安慰？
The key thing is in our conflicts, in our pain and sufferings and struggles, whether we can actually have true comfort in God.
很多基督徒寻求的是消除痛苦、解决问题，但是他们却不寻求心灵的、内心深处的来自上帝的真正的安慰。
Many Christians also just to seek the resolution of the conflict and the ease of pain, but they're not seeking the true and deep comfort that they can receive in God.
安慰不是来自于世上的一切。
The comfort is not from this world. Comfort is not even from our own feelings. True comfort is actually from the light that the Holy Spirit sheds in our hearts. The world will always have its problems. And our feelings may fluctuate. Fluctuating world and also in our own lives, we can have true comfort.
So in the
Lent period that we are in right now,
many
Christians will use this period to meditate upon Christ's suffering and death, and to also to share his experience in the desert, so that we can to bring ourselves closer to him.
诗篇38就是在大灾期中，基督徒最常用于悔改祷告的诗篇之一。
And Psalm 38 is one of those psalms that Christians often use to meditate in the Lenten period.
所以这首诗是著名的哀痛诗，也是著名的忏悔诗。
This is a psalm of lament. It is also one of the famous penitential psalms in the book of Psalms.
我们从这段经文中给大家看到三点个人的哀痛，甚至我们的心灵发出呻吟。
So I want to share three points. The first one being our personal sorrow and the groaning of our spirit.
不管我们有个人的痛苦，还有社会、家庭，甚至朋友的无情无义，所以我们在孤独中发出呐喊。
So it's not just our personal pain, but also experience all the pain in the society, in the nation that surround us. So we let out these painful cries before God.
但是不管是面对个人的哀痛、社会的无情，我们真正的基督徒仍有个人性的悔改与祈求，把我们的心、身心完全交托给上帝。So
we have this kind of the personal supplication and lament before, and then putting our pain and suffering before God.
只有当我们这样经过哀痛、经过悔改的时候，我们在基督里才能够得到真正的安慰。Only
only through this period of suffering and repentance can we receive the comfort from God.
让我们一同低头祷告，特别寻求圣灵的光照。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit's illumination in our hearts.
天父上帝，在这主耶稣基督复活节的复活的日子之前。
Heavenly Father, in this Lenten period,
在这40天大斋期特别的认罪悔改之
moment of repentance,
愿你来光照我们，引领我们。May
you continue to lead and guide us.
使我们能够真实地面对自己的哀痛。So
that we can face the real pain and suffering in our lives.
使我们能够真实地面对社会的无情。So
we can also even face a cruel world around us.
使我们有真实的悔改和委身。Then
we can also have repentance and commitment to you. That we can also receive a true comfort in Christ. May your word shed light in us. So that we can see light in your light. So that we can walk in your light. So that we can receive the light of healing in Jesus Christ, our righteous Son.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们看诗篇三十八篇从第一节到二十二节。
So as we see, look at the 22 verses in Psalm 28, sorry, 38.
首先是大卫激烈痛苦中的灵魂的呐喊。
The first part is the David, our psalmist's, the groaning and cry, painful cry before God.
你就看到哪怕像大卫这样受主恩膏恩待的人。
So that we can see that even King David, who is anointed by God,
他也曾在痛苦中发出心灵的呻吟。
And he also let out these painful cries in his own experience.
耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，不要在烈怒中惩罚我。
O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, not discipline me in your wrath.
然后我们就看到他在呻吟、在呐喊之中、在祷告之中得蒙上帝的光照，逐渐的安静在主的面前。
And we see that from these violent cries. And groaning before God, he can gradually be quieting himself before God.
他从个人的那种痛苦转向主啊，我仰望你。
And from his own pain to Lord, I focus my eyes on you.
然后最终他能够发自内心的呼求主啊，求你不要撇弃我，不要远离我。你是拯救我的主，快快来帮助我。
And to the point of asking God not to forsake him, and to not to be far from him, and to be his help.
他从抱怨上帝的烈怒和责罚。
From the point of complaining about God's wrath and his punishment.
他从诉说自己的痛苦与孤独。
And from speaking of his own pain and loneliness,
到最终承认并呼求拯救我的主啊。
And to crying before God, that God of my salvation.
我们看到在这首哀怨诗、忏悔诗中，大卫的心经历过三波痛苦和折磨。
And we can see that in this psalm, the psalmist actually experienced three waves of this pain and suffering.
从第二节到第八节是长长的哀怨。
And from verses 2 to 8, that's his lament.
然后我们就看到接下来他又进入愁苦的情绪。
And from there he goes into a sorrowful complaint before God.
在九节到十四节。
From verses 9 to 14.
然后最后一段中也充满了悲苦的浪潮。
And then in the last part also we can see his wave of his bitterness.
我们看到十七节到二十节。
And from verses 17 to 20,
他就讲到我的痛苦常在我面前。
And he said, "My pain is ever before me."
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒如何对待个人、家庭、工作、教会、国家乃至世界的痛苦，是对我们信仰和灵命的真正的挑战与考验。
How we deal with our own pain, brothers and sisters, is a test of how of our spiritual strength and our faith in God.
所以在诗篇一百五十篇中，大概有六十多首是哀怨诗。
So we see that there are over 60 psalms among the total of 150 psalms are penitential psalms.
这些哀怨诗就是教导我们如何效法基督，如何在基督里面对并且胜过人生的苦难。
And in these psalms of lament, we can actually learn how to face our own pains and sufferings and how to truly rely upon the strength from God.
So, 当我们读这些诗篇的时候,
so as we read these Psalms,
这个最近有一个著名的神学家 Christopher Ashe, 他写了一本叫《以基督为中心的对诗篇的注释》。
I read one of the commentaries from a theologian Christopher Ashe. He wrote a commentary called the Psalms, a Christ-centered commentary.
他说当我们阅
He said, when you read the Psalms and pray, you need to have two convictions.
就是诗篇所表达的对基督教会、对基督徒而言, 是我们生活中必不可免的生命的经历。
And first, that the Psalms are an essential experience to the life of Christians.
第二个确信就是耶稣基督在整个诗篇中他处于一个
And the second conviction is that Christ is central to the Psalms.
所以耶稣基督就是真正的人。
And the our Lord Jesus Christ is the true man.
我们的软弱，我们的挣扎，他都经历，他都品尝，甚至他都为我们担当了。
And he has experienced and tasted our weaknesses and our struggles, and he has taken upon himself those weaknesses and struggles. So as we read these Psalms, it not only lets us to face our own experiences, our own pains.
求主抬起我们的眼目，使我们能够仰望上帝，在耶稣基督里赐给我们的救赎和真实的安慰。These
Psalms also lift our eyes up to Jesus and to receive the salvation and comfort from Him.
所以我们就看到第一节到第八节。So
let's look at verses
1 through 8.其实这首诗的开始的篇名叫《大卫的纪念诗》。
And the title of the psalm is that it's a psalm of David for the memorial offering. Why it's a psalm for a memorial offering? So in these prayers, Lord, do not forget me. Lord, do not forsake me. Lord, come in haste to help me. In these words, King David truly opened up himself before God.
So we see in the first and eighth verses,
So we can see that the first eight verses are full of David's groaning and the uttering of his personal sorrows. But what is the noble part of such in these verses? David's eye is not just focusing on his own pain, just like other religions, like Muhammad or others. And even in his pain and suffering, he actually is reminded of the hand of God. So here David says, and he mentions God's discipline and a rebuke in God's wrath.
不要在烈怒中惩罚我，大卫谈及上帝的不悦所带来的责罚。No,
do not discipline me in your wrath. He's understanding what he's done, he's displeasing to God and receiving God's punishment.
我们看到大卫又接着说着，你的剑，你的利剑射入我身。And
then David continues to say that your sorrows have sunk into me. Your arrows have sunk into me. Arrows are sharp. It pierces our body, it pierces our soul. And leads into pain and death. Reverend Spurgeon says,
说这儿上帝的利剑，特别是指圣灵借着律法，使我们深刻的知罪。And
the arrows here talks about it's the arrows of God's law, so that we can truly know our sin.
什么知道罪的工价就是死。
So we know that the wages of sin is death.
什么知道罪就
So that we know our sin causes the wrath from
God.
If without the mercy from Jesus Christ, the ground, the earth can open up the abyss and devour us at any time. And David also says, your hand oppresses me. Your hand, God's hand, is coming down on him. So in our pain and suffering, we should not just focus on those. We should not just be wrapped around our own pain. So there is an ultimate cause and an origin for those pain. So here, God talked about, David talked about God's wrath, God's arrows, God's hand. And here, in his own pain, David said, there is no health in my bones. There's no soundness in my flesh. My sins, my iniquities have gone over my head like heavy burden. They're too heavy for me. So we see the pain in our physical body. And even those, the pains are also deep, that going into, seeping into our bones. And they're touching our nerves. It's like an ocean, like the sea, inundating us, coming over our heads. The wounds in our bodies, the wounds in our heart, and without cure for a long time, and it festers, flows a pus, and even stink. So in this world, we know a lot of people are not happy. They don't look likable. And then they may have wounds in their bodies that actually have this bad odor from them.
其实往往显明他的身心中，特别是他的心灵深处。
And that's also an indication of those the wounds that have not been healed. So not even just for us, but for others, for the people around us, we should actually have this heart of mercy. And David here even says, I bowed down and prostrate. And not just having a painful moment, but also it's a pain all day long. And he repeats that there's no soundness, there's no good parts in my flesh. And he said, I'm crushed. He's feeble, and there's a tumult of pain in his heart. And therefore he was groaning.
And 痛苦。
So when he was describing his own pain, he used at least ten verses of 10 different descriptions of that kind of a pain.
弟兄姊妹，你越是经历个人这种上上下下、里里外外的痛苦的时候，你越需要亲朋好友的安慰和陪伴。
So the more you experience those kind of pain and suffering individually in your heart, you would be expecting the comfort and accompaniment of your friends and your family.
可惜的是，在这个世界上。
But regrettably.
In this world,
even the more we are experience those pain and
suffering,
the more you experience this kind of depression and loneliness, and even the very moment where you need the help and sympathy from others, the more you might experience the cruelness and the mercilessness around you. So here David reiterates.
He said,
O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. And my heart throbs and my strength fails me in verse 10.
这个心跳动不是一般的跳动。
This is not just a not regular like heartbeats.
现在中国人医生讲心律不齐。
It's not that you're maybe experiencing an irregular heartbeat or anything.
心跳紊乱。
Or palpitation in your heart.
是中风的症状。
Maybe it's a sign of a early sign of stroke.
是高血压的前奏。
Maybe it's a prelude to your high
blood pressure.
If you don't be careful, you may become paralyzed. I didn't used to realize those kind of danger. My wife reminded me that you have a regular heartbeat.
我就心惊胆战。
And then I was shaken.
因为涉及到生命，直接可能就会出现重大的危机，甚至死亡。
Because that's the sign that it's a great crisis or even death in your personal health.
所以大卫说，我的心脏就这样的在我的心中悸动。
So David says, my heart throbs.
而且我眼中的光也没有了。
And then the light in my eyes is gone from me. If there's no light from your eyes, and then if even your eyesight becomes blurry, it may reflect that the diminishing of your energy and your the spirit in your from in your inner self.But even at this moment, and David talked about he was abandoned by his close friends.
So we here find my lovers and my friend. So my kinsman, my loved
And David talked about the friends and the people who used to love him, his companions and his relatives.
这地方讲的反复的重复，躲在旁边。
And the Bible mentioned more than once, standing far off.
远远的站着。
And they're standing aloof.
我们中国人甚至讲久病床前无孝子。
Even in the Chinese used to say that in the bed of a parent with chronic illness, there are no sons around or daughters around them. Even between husbands and wives, among friends, if the only thing that you talk about is your own pain and bitterness, maybe even your husband, your wife, or your children may now starting to stand aloof and be far from you. And this is not just a matter of you know, we're living in a cruel human society, it's just human nature. So when you realize that our pain, our bitterness, our complaints, sufferings, if it goes for a long time, even the people around us cannot stand that. And David also talked about those who are seeking his life are like hunters laying snares. And there are the enemies David talked about who is seeking his hurt and speaking of his ruin. So what would you do facing this kind of situation? So David's reaction was that I will not say anything. I will be like a mute man. I do not hear. I will not respond. And for those words of hurt, for those malicious remarks, do not struggle and respond to those. You should not be responding among loved ones. And even less so for your enemies. We should quiet ourselves, come before the Lord. So we go to the third part of the psalm. So David says, in his own pain, in his own loneliness, and in the time of being forsaken and abandonment, and even with enemies around him. But David said, I will look up to you. He says, Lord, you will answer. So in our pain, in our sorrows and loneliness, and when you're facing frustration, facing rebuke and insult from others. What makes Christians different? We do not just engrossed in that pain. And we do not just fix our eyes upon others. We should only come before the Lord. And to say that the Lord, I wait for you.
And
I personally like the King James version of the translation better.
For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. 在你里边, 耶和华, 我的盼望。
In you, Lord, do I hope.
所以我们就看到这, 首先不是说我仰望你, 首先是说你, 耶和华, 是我仰望的。
So David first says, Lord, you are whom I put our hope in.
就像美国的座右铭一样, 不是说, we trust in the Lord, we trust in God.
在英文里边就不是说我信靠上帝。
而是说in God we trust.
而是说上帝是我们所信靠。所以这就把这个重点,把这个优先完完全全是放到in God we
trust.
So the emphasis is on God.
所以弟兄姊妹在痛苦中仰望上帝，忍耐等候。
So only when we focus our eyes on God and wait for Him can we truly have calmness in our lives. He says, Lord, I wait for you. And we will lay bare our pain and sufferings in front of Him. The first part of verse 17, the translation may be a bit confusing. And some says, I almost fall. But the King James translation says, 我已经准备好要跌倒。
我已经准备好要停止要放弃，所以师父真在注释的时候特别讲， The sufferer was ready to give up in despair.
所以在钦定本中提到，他说我已经准备好要放弃啊。就说这个经文比较敬畏的就是，他在绝望中他要放弃了。 So the subtleness in this verse tells us that the psalmist is ready to give up. He was willing to give up. So a lot of times we face this kind of important decisions and choice in our lives. Sometimes we do not want to halt. We do not want to give up. We cling to something letting go. Maybe it's something that you're grasping in your work. Or in your relationship. So a lot of times, the reason we have so many pains and sufferings around us is because we do not want to let go. And then we want to stay, and we want to firmly grasp those the pain and our feelings in those conditions. So sometimes when we're ready to give up, we should give up. And when it's ready to let go, we should let go.
但是第四点更重要的是，我要承认我的罪孽，我要因我的罪忧愁。But
even more importantly, we need to admit our guilt. We need to admit our sorrows and our sins.
在处理家庭纠纷的时候，in
our perhaps family conflicts,
甚至教会问题乃至国家问题,
or in our church, or even in national matters,
我们都是大肆宣扬对方的罪孽。
A lot of times we wanted to focus on the sins and unfair doings, the wrongdoings of others. We want the other party to lose their glory, lose their happiness, lose their dignity. But here David says, I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. So this is the heart of true repentance.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然此时此刻，
So even at this moment, even the enemies are still vigorous, and even they are mighty, and those are adding in numbers. And no matter what you do, those who return evil for good continue to oppose you. So in these kind of psalms of repentance,
痛苦反倒增加了,
We can see that as the psalmist lament, their pains increase.
敌人反倒增加了,
and the enemies increase.
此时此刻你的心情如何呢?
How do you feel?
此时此刻21节22节说,
so, but in verses 21 and 22.
说耶和华,求你不要撇弃我, 我的神啊,求你不要远离我, 拯救我的主啊,求你快快帮助我。
Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. This is the true sorrow and repentance in the Lord. For our own sins and iniquities. And it's the turning of ourselves to God in true repentance.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so here we talk about the true comfort that Christians can receive in God. So we see that in this short psalm,
当讲到我们信仰的主体信仰的对象的时候,
when we look at the object and the target of our faith,
有三个名义出现, 耶和华, 主, 我的主,
the object and target of our faith appeared in three forms. It says, Lord or Jehovah, or my God, or my Lord.
圣经中的上帝的每一个名词,每一个称呼也都有特别的含义。
So the every name of God has its meaning in the Bible. When we talk about Lord Jehovah, and it's talk about the God that is from everlasting to everlasting. And the God who has become a father to us in his covenant, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, and Jacob.
所以在今生今世的苦难中，我们要把我们的苦难，要把我们自己呈现在永恒的与我们立约的我们的父面前。
So even in our pain and sufferings, we need to put ourselves before this everlasting, this eternal God.
主耶稣基督在十字架的所谓的十架七言中也特别讲到两个方面与父有相关。父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。We
also, from the seven last words of our Lord on the cross, he talked about twice about his Father. The Father, forgive them before they do not know what they're doing. And also, Father, I commit my soul, commit my spirit in your hands.
痛苦到极致，甚至当你面对死亡的时候，你能不能发自内心的说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你，主啊，你世世代代是我的归属。”
So even in our utmost suffering, even when facing death, can we actually commit our spirit to God?
如果我们不能够在耶和华上帝，在我们的父里得永恒的安慰和归属。 那今生今世的一切安慰,一切归属都是泡沫,都是影子。
If we cannot receive the comfort in the eternal God our Father, the Lord Jehovah, all the comforts and healing you receive in this world is but a shadow.
然后大卫在这儿讲说,主啊,我的主啊。
And then David also said, called God his Lord. And then here, the word Lord means that the God is a sovereign ruler of the world. And he's our master. And he makes everything for the good of the people that he loves. So that we are God's servants.
所以我们要尽心尽力，哪怕是在苦难中，我们都相信上帝掌权；哪怕都在苦难中，我们也要成就上帝的旨意。So
even in pain and suffering, we should know that our Master, our Lord, reigns. Even in our pain and suffering, we know that we should be fulfilling the will of our Lord.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上最后那句话说。
So the last thing that the Lord's, one of the last things that the Lord said on the cross is, it is finished.
主啊,我的主啊, 你所交托我的, 让我成就的救赎之功, 已经成全了。
My Lord, my Master, the work you have bestowed on me, I have completed.
所以你在痛苦中不要光盯着自己的痛苦。
So we should not just focus our own pain and suffering.
哪怕你在痛苦之中。
Even in the midst of your pain.
哪怕你在十字架上,
even on the cross.
你能不能发自内心地说,
can we say,
主啊,
Lord,
我的主啊,
my Lord,
你所交托给我的成了,
what you have asked me to do, I have completed.
所以在痛苦中更有忠诚。
So we need to remain faithful in our pain.
在痛苦中更要永不言弃。
And in our pain and suffering, we should also procrastinate.
我们的工作, 我们的使命就是要面对痛苦, 面对问题, 完成上帝交托给我们的使命和旨意。And
then we need to finish what the Lord has set out for us to do.
没有问题还让你工作吗?
if there are no problems, we won't be working.
没有痛苦, 我们还能谦卑吗?
If without pain and suffering, a lot of times we're not humble.
如果天空中没有空气作为阻力, 鸟儿还能飞翔吗?
If there's no resistance in the air, the birds 所以, can't even fly.
所以鸟儿不要感叹, 哎呀, 风多, 啊, 这个空气怎样, 空气怎样, 啊, 仍要乘风飞翔。
So we don't see the birds complain about the wind being too strong.
所以我们看到最后大卫感叹说, 我的上帝, 我的上帝。
And so we can see at the end, and David says, my God, my God. So in the Hebrew text, the Lord is Elohim.
It's so my Almighty God.
So the Bible God, the God Bible tells us, the God of Abraham is a God who makes everything out of nothing, and out of, for Him, nothing is impossible.
是啊，有的时候我们发出心灵呐喊，就像耶稣基督一样，我的上帝，我的上帝，为何离弃我？
So a lot of times, even Jesus let out the cry, "My God, My God, why have you forsaken me?"
但是我们知道，上帝在基督里永远不会离弃我们。
But we know that in Him, the God will never forsake us.
所以没有任何受造之物能够使我们与上帝的爱隔绝。So
nothing will separate God's creature from Him in His love.
这爱是在我们的救主耶稣基督里。
The love which is in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们经历了痛苦。
He experienced pain and suffering for us.
他为我们饱尝了羞辱。
And He had received all the disgrace and insult for us. And He has taken upon Himself our punishment, our death. So for those who are in Him, not only receive the forgiveness of sins, but we also receive life, and even life abundant. In our pain and suffering,
在你的孤独中,
in your loneliness,
要悔改,
we need to repent.
要转向主,
we need to turn to God.
因为上帝在基督里赐给我们的超出我们所求所想,
for what the God has given us in Jesus Christ are beyond what we can fathom.
因为他是耶和华,
because He is Lord Jehovah.
因为他是我们的主,
He is our Lord.
因为他是我们的上帝,
He is our God.
我们的好处不在他,
There's nothing for us besides Him.
好, 感谢主我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝, 我们向你献上感恩。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thank you.
谢谢你所赐给我们的不是这个世界上的荣华富贵。
We know that you may have not given us all the wealth and prosperity in this world.
你所赐给我们的甚至也不是身体的万寿无疆。
And not even an eternal physical life.
也不是家庭, 教会与社会的花好月圆。
And also a perfect marriage, a family, or work, or job.
你把自己赐给了我们。
You have given us yourself.
主啊, 我们在你面前再次的宣告。
So in front of you, Lord, we proclaim once again, there's no good apart from you. That in you are the true joy of satisfaction. And in your right hand are the eternal blessings.
We
pray, give thanks to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.